Aye.
Gas money. And you said he's gonna present you with gas money. So.
Well, I thought we could go on. Start the call, my friend. I don't think we should, I think John Irving's situation is correct. First of all, from a personal standpoint, I would not want to, Paul, to steal it, you know, he had not done everything that we expected him to do. He's an honest, decent man. Yeah. Is he in? Hello? Are you in your office? Yeah, come on over just a second. Now, our personal considerations cannot be dominated. There are other considerations that are, you know, must be considered above. I just have a feeling that it's come down to the basic thing. Our plan on the economy, if we have confidence in it, then that's what's going to matter. And well, selling it will help to have confidence that if we can't got it all, Paul will consult it. And then you do is have other people do out and do the selling. But they're not making him an effective move by sending him one bring back to Michigan and have some other guy come in and have the economy move up and say, well, we've got to do that before we're going to crack it. You know how things are. Another thing, too, I think if he were to go, there would be immediately a signal to the effect of, well, crack it. As John said, I hadn't thought of this, and they would interpret it well. The real reason would be that we've gotten practice going, not because of his policies, but because of his lack of salesmanship ability. That is the way it would be interpreted. They would say we let him go because his policies are wrong. Right at the present time, I feel here, just like as I do in Vietnam, the thing to do is to have a steady course. Don't swerve. Don't let it out of damn flak bother us. Now, we've been doing that on the economy. The only thing we swerved on was this construction trade thing, which apparently is or is not really going to work.
I think it'll work.
So,
the question for the leaders is better.
Leaders, come on in tomorrow. Well, I wanted you to do a little checking on one thing for me. I noticed a piece by Terrence Smith. You know, that son of a bitch from the New York Times. I mean, kind of, he's really a boy. That's the one I used to say. I got so him out. With his congregation once, she said, this smart-nosed little brat, you know, just bad. He's one of the worst. He's not a good reporter, but he's a little stinker trying to work his way up. Now, on Cambodia, my point is that two things in there. One, he quotes the Washington Did you see the piece in the Times this morning in Cambodia?
No, I haven't read it.
You better read the piece where he says that the Washington Sources says the Cambodian government isn't real. I mean, that the Cambodians are really good out of the drain and so forth and so on. There's great discontent and economic problems. But of course, all that's in there. First, I want to do a little probing to see what his beat is here, so to see who the hell is putting that out.
He's got a state group, sir.
Is he a state? Is he a state? All right. Get a hold of Marshall Green and say I want somebody on the carpet on it right away. I want to know who talked to him. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I tell him I have to have the report by 10:30 when I finish with this. Will you do that? No, I say 11 o'clock. Give you an hour. Now, second point, I say, Marshall, we've really got to know for this goddamn leaking of this sort. If they want to, then you tell me. You know, tell the New York Times. Second point is, let's get a report from my ad. And on this, I don't know whether you have anything laid on and so forth, but he's obviously gone over there and sucked around and is trying to write a negative story.
Yes.
At this time, for obvious reasons. Will you check it out?
Yes, sir.
You tell Henry, of course, so. You'll enjoy that assignment, won't you?
Very much so.
Yes, sir. So it seems to me that we ought to I'm going to ask him to say, that he says,
I could be helpful, I mean, just call me down, I'll be right there.
Sure.
It may be that I've tried to be sure there's only one Secretary of Labor. I've also tried to say there's only one Chairman of the Council. There are a lot of, newspaper stories about I'm supposed to be influential on economics. It doesn't come from me, and it isn't because of any public posture that I've taken, but to the extent that it's made trouble for, why, you know, just put me in the background.
Prevails. And it's not prevailing. I have as I said yesterday, beat it to death, but my intuition about the economy is not bearish. God, it's going to go up. Do you think so, Gloria?
Mr. President, this thing is really going to go, I think. Just today's papers had more of these reports.
They did what I think like what? Our retail sales?
Particularly the sales end of things.
What is it?
Better, more cocky. I think it'll help a lot.
Yeah.
think this notion of study as you go and that we're looking for the long-term health of the American economy will be the most confidence-buoying thing that one can imagine.
Okay. You had something else we were discussing the internship today.
Well, we were talking about the defense reprogramming. You mentioned this ABM, the SALT agreement. John told me a little bit about your thinking afterwards.
Here's what the situation is in a nutshell. I forget you ever heard it. By the end of this summer, and we will know that, yes or no, by the end of this summer, whether we will have an ABM agreement, and also we will know whether we will have, coupled with that, and of course this doesn't affect us, unfortunately, but it will affect the Soviet, a freeze on their offensive deployment. See, the two have to put together. It's a very possible move. This is something that we haven't preserved. We're not talking all these damn doves. See, they're all talking about, let's just have an ABM grade to put out something. In a very private way, I sent a message. Nobody knows it's such a rocket, but gives it to nobody else. It has to be kept private because it may fail. But I sent a message. If we do it, it may not work, but there's a chance now for the first time.
the extent.
I'll get it heard.
Ah, well.
Later. Don't just forget.
What John told me was that he wanted to get some sort of a reading on how much money that would involve, and to try to propose some domestic initiative that with it.
It may be that you just have, there is no domestic initiative. I realize that it may be that you can't, it may be that our money problem is so serious, budget problem, that we're just going to have to put this in and say, oh, well, there. But be prepared. Remember that if we have an agreement, the Congress will all come up with their initiatives. Let's be prepared for our position in the event that we get this, so that we say, all right, this money must be used for this purpose, and that's how it cannot go back into the defense department. That's another thing, you know. Unless, well, put it this way. Unless because of the pay increase, in order to have our hard work over here, we have to do it. That's not all.
In terms of reprogramming, there are three types of things. There's hardware, which in the long run we need, I think.
Yes.
There are bases, which we have that special problem. We got a lot there, but that has
to be
one of
the special problem.
And third is the force structure.
And
how many people you have, that's the place where the hardware, you don't save much money immediately because those are all small dollars now, large dollars in the future. The quick savings are in manpower and bases. Of course, manpower particularly has a genuine, has a real military aspect to it. But those are our...
Approaching is also really to our...
It is.
Not a lot of that again.
Bases have that too, and they have their immediate community overtones. But even so, at some point, this year, 2 years from now, that's something that will have to be done. To the extent that this, there's a real chance for this to come off, it seems to me it must be very much related to things like your Cambodian move, and I don't know why people have such a hard time seeing that this is all one seamless web, and you can't act as though this
all
is all isolation when it's not over here.
You see it. Nothing to think of politically, as would occur. we don't wanna do anything that's destructive there, so we don't make any public announcement. But what I'm saying is that the North Vietnamese have got about 4 months left to negotiate, but there isn't anything to negotiate about. You know, except the prisoner issue, which of course we just leave somebody over there on. And so under those circumstances, if they wanna make a deal to get us out sooner, which they would very much desperately like to do, which would give them a better crack, they think, in taking on the South Vietnamese. They gotta sit down right now. Also, if they wanna stop the drain of their own resources, see, they're losing that. They're losing equipment. This war costs them. And there's no hope for them at this time for that limit to be working. So maybe they need, if they're really thinking, as if they're thinking as smart as the Chinese Communist Mao Zedong thought, the protracted war theory, which is what they really are doing now, what they ought to do with this pause, catch a breath, have a truce, and try to come back again. I don't think they will succeed when they come back, but they think they might. That's the difference. So I think the way their mind is working is that there's a chance they might negotiate. Now, maybe that they are, they can't do it due to the fact that they have an internal problem or whatever the case might be, or maybe they aren't reasoning the way I think. But if there is any chance, it will be there for 4 months and it's gone. The Russian side's altogether different. That's for different reasons. And very little related to Vietnam, except the past of Vietnam, and they told us something about the chair. So what we have to do is to continue to be extremely firm and tough to them, so that they get the message that, by golly, they better not risk. You see what a hell of a risk it is for them if they do not make a deal with us now. And if we have an election and I should win, they're in one hell of a spot. I have no reason for them to deal with it. See, what? No reason. It all does go to hell. See? There's no other course, you know. You gotta figure it all out and find it.